because they're all about cotton mills. And the whole thing is called lint heads, because that's what mill workers in Belfast used to be called. And the first song indeed comes from Belfast. It's called The Pride of the Springfield Road. And the second one is a tune which I wrote to commemorate a strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1912. And the third one is a song from North Carolina written by Cy Khan.
She told me that she loved me, and to me she would prove true. If you will stay with me, love, then I will stay with you. Oh, we walked along the dam, and the birds sang loud and gay. Twas there I met me, funny brunette, she stole me heart away. Oh, her cheeks, they were like roses red, her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of me heart, the pride of the Springfield flow. Me love has named the day, and happy we will be together as we go on our way. We'll have a charming little house and a garden for to till, and we'll bring the children up to dust to work in a cotton mill. Oh, we walked along the dam, and the birds sang loud and gay. Twas there I met me funny brunette, she stole me heart away. Oh, her cheeks they were like roses red, and her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of me heart, the pride of the Springfield gold. I bid you all good night, for to her parents I must go, to see if they will have me now, or if the answer's no. She says they'll treat me decent, me glass they'll surely fill, and they'll drink a health to the bride and groom that works in a cotton mill. Oh, we walked along the dam, and the birds sang loud and gay. Twas there I met me bonny brunette, she stole me heart away. Oh, her cheeks they were like roses red, and her skin as white as snow. She is the darling of me heart, the pride of the Springfield glow. Thank you. you, Milltown baby. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, Carter fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm not to dig ya. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, Carter fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm not to dig ya. Without coffee. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm about to leave ya. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm about to leave ya. Once the fastest hands in spinning school or card room. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, card room fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm bound to leave ya. To be a Milltown baby. Goodbye, Monday blues. Goodbye, cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs. You know I'm about to leave ya.
This year in Australia, and I've been there a few times, and this year all the people I know down there, independently of each other, said, Andy, isn't it about time you sat down and wrote a song about Australia, or a song with some kind of Australian connection? And I said, yeah, you're right, it is time. So I sat down and I wrote this song, which is about Ireland. It's a song about Ireland, the Ireland when I was kind of growing up and travelling around the west of Ireland in an old Volkswagen van that kept breaking down, and when life was kind of young and wonderful, instead of being old and cynical the way it is now. This song is called My Heart's Tonight in Ireland. And I should have said, if you want to join in the chorus of the last one, which is too late now, of course, but if you want to join in the chorus of this one, please do, because it's got a few of them.
My night is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet little town of Malibu, and it's there I long to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. 'Cause in the town of Scarlet the sun was shining in the sky, when Willie Clancy played his pipes and the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we had there, but my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town. Sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu, but Johnny produced some whiskey and the sun came smiling through. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town of Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in Six Mile Bridge, when the songs and music flowed, and when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low. And the sergeant from Kilkishan, he would buy us all one more, and we'd never left that pub before the clock was striking four. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. The Hinchinair, the Stymer, the Scanner and Kilkee, but best of all was Milltown when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy in the County Clare, I never in your debt, for the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet little town of Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare.
Well, this is a song I learned from an old man up in a place called Mullaban in County Armagh, and it's in the north of Ireland. It's Mullaban is in Armagh, and it's just the other side of the Armagh Down border, and Newry is the county town of County Down, county town of County Down. So there's a certain kind of thing between Mullaban and Newry, right? I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm just kind of remembering that that's the truth of it. But this man that I learned the song from, He said he'd written it himself, and every word of it was true. But I have a sneaking suspicion that it might have been written by his dog. It's called The Man That Shot the Dog. I was born a collie sheepdog with a white band round me neck. And for 9 days me eyes were closed and I could not see a speck. I had 4 lovely sisters, me being the only boy. And for 3 weeks we played around our mother's pride and joy. Till a gentleman from Mullavan a fancy to me took. And he picked me up and he stroked me and me master's hand he shook. He carried me to the motor car and we started for the road. And in less than 20 minutes I was in me new abode. Well, the first thing my new family did, they looked for me a name. They called me this and they called me that, and it sounded all the same. To me master he came round the house, and this to me he said, "Consider yourself now a dog, henceforth your name is Ned." My one great distinction was I had a bunty tail, and I wagged it for me master as we walked o'er hill and dale. I coorall, I herded sheep and cattle, and sometimes the nanny goat. And me master often threatened that he'd cut me bleeding throat. Well, a month rolled by and I grew up and I learned to do me chore. I barked at the postman and soldiers and likewise the man next door. The people loved to see me work, they said it was a treat. And before I got into the car, I always washed me feet. But sometimes dogs grow lonesome, and I wished I had a pal. So I met with a great big Labrador, and she said her name was Sal. She said that she was lonesome too, but she had a pedigree. I said, "That ain't no problem, Sal, you just leave that to me." When her master overheard the news that with her I had slept, we didn't use protection and across the fence he leapt. Saying a bunty-tailed black so-and-so from beyond in Conway Park, "I'll stop your gallivanting round me cottage after dark." With his gun up to his shoulder, a careful aim he took, and the noise that came out of it, the valley round it shook. It set me hide a burning as the bullet tore me head. And the woman says he's shot the dog that belongs to Mickle Ned. When me master heard the shooting and he heard it just by luck, he went up to the gunman and he says, "You newry nyuck." He let him have a 1, 2, 3 up in the old fizzog, saying, "That is the medicine I dish out to a man who would shoot me dog." And he picked me up and he carried me to me kennel, and here I lie. And I hear the neighbours asking, "Will poor Ned
can't live or die. I'm getting great attention now, me body's full of lead. And for the first time in me life, I get breakfast here in bed. When me master is forlorn as he sits and strokes me head, and he searches round me body for them little balls of lead. He's using awful language as he sits there on the log, and these are some of the things he says about the man that shot the dog. May crabs like scabs break out in flabs around everything he feels. May green snotters flow down to his toes and hacks come on his heels. May his woman pout and his hair fall out and his fart smell like a hog. May the devil's luck take that Nurinuk, the man that shot the dog. May piles grow round his big backside like strawberries on their stalk. And every time that he lifts his gun, that his stomach it may balk. And as he goes a hunting over heather, hill, and bog, may diarrhea skite with all of its might from the man that shot the dog. And it's to conclude and finish now, I'm on all fours once more, and I feel the urge coming over me as I did one time before. So I'll sneak out some dark black night in the mist or in the thick fog, and I leave another half a dozen pups on the man that shot the dog.
I should explain this odd kind of sound that I have here. You know, it's my impression of an Illan Pipes drone. Because when I was growing up and decided that I wanted to play music, before I ever learned to play a note, I wrote out this list of all the instruments that I fancied playing. You know, and right at the top of the list it said Illan Pipes. That's the Irish pipes. I'm sure you know that. And underneath it said things like trumpet, trombone, violin, and this instrument, which is a bouzouki guitar, was right at the bottom of the list. In fact, it wasn't even invented, it wasn't even on the list. But fortunately for me, I was never mad enough to learn the Illan pipes, because if you ever meet any pipers, you'll realize what I mean by that, because they're all stark raving mad. And they have to learn to play a mad instrument like that. So what I did was, I used to travel around the country with two pipers, and we made some fantastic music, and I was really in my element. I was happy as Larry. But the only trouble was that they were kind of, they were mercenary people, and at the end of a gig, I'd be kind of sitting in the dressing room going kind of, that's wonderful. And they'd say, yes, 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 that's all very well, but please pay us now, we want to leave. So I gave them all the money, that's what they wanted, you know, they said, we want it. I said, how much do you want? And they said, all of it. So I was very poor, but I was very happy. And one day I discovered that by putting a few Japanese electronic toys together, I could do an impression of an Illan Pipes drone. And I fired them both on the spot. And I've been stinking rich ever since. Thank you. to me drone, Wayne. After all that chat about drones, it went off after about 4 bar. Never heard again. Changed is that it's now inaudible.
never mind.
I probably wasn't going to use it again anyway.
What did I do with my list when I came down?
It's the most important part of a musician's. It's really the right place for it. Okay. In that case, I'm going to have to make it up as I go along. Oh. Well, this is a song which I did learn from a guy in Australia. And it's a song written by a man. I'm not quite sure now whether I have his name right or not. Alistair. His name's Alistair. That'll do. And it's a song about an asbestos mine in Western Australia that a lot of young men were saw fit to go and find work in. And of course, it is well known that asbestos is a totally fatal substance. It just hangs in the air and waits to be breathed in. And then causes lung cancer and other things. And strangely enough, all these men got lung diseases and lung cancer, and are now in the process of dying. Meanwhile, the employers are withhold. They're kind of every kind of legal trick they can think of. They are bringing to bear to put the thing off because they realise that if this compensation case is not brought to court until these men are dead, it might be easier to get away without paying too much money to their widows. And unfortunately, this is not an isolated case. I met a man the other night who said that he was from New Jersey and a similar situation occurred there. So this is a song that Alistair Howlett wrote, as written by the wife of one of these miners. There's a man in my bed, I used to love him. His kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. As I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away. He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away. Like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. There's a man in my bed, he's on a pension. Although he's only 50 years of age, and the lawyer say we might get compensation in the course of due procedure, but they wouldn't say for certain at this stage. He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. Fades away. He's not the only one who made the trip so many years ago to work the Whitman mine. So many young men
time and dying slowly fade away. Wheezing bags of bones with lungs half clogged and filled with clay, they fade away. There's a man in my bed, nobody told him the cost of bringing home his weekly pay. And when the courts decide how much they owe him, how will he spend his money when he lies in bed and coughs his life away? He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. His kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I used to love him. Now I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away.
This is a song about a hero of mine, a man called Michael Davitt. And Davitt was born in the west of Ireland, in County Mayo, in about the time of the famine. And he and his parents were all evicted from their cottage, and they had to go and live in the area around Manchester, which was a big cotton mill area. And Davitt grew up there, and when he came back to Ireland, he was determined to put an end to this system where the landlords owned Ireland and let out little bits of land to tenant farmers. And he formed the National Land League, which was a kind of a union to get the tenant farmers to stand up against the landlords. Landlords were usually absent, they were usually in their London clubs, swilling gin and tonic. And the agent was the man who the peasant usually had to deal with. So he was as much hated as the landlord. And David was just one of those people who fought all his life against the injustices done to the poor and tried to help the underprivileged. And he's consequently forgotten by history. And this is a song called Forgotten Hero.
Standing with their crowbars in their hands, poor little children watch the fire and do not understand. Just another family evicted from their home, and the memory never faded of one brave man from Mayo. And he grew up in an English town, and ideas filled his head. He led about John Mitchell and what Fenton and Lawler said.
Sorry, it's a terrible thing, not having my list here has really thrown me into a quandary. But I'll do something else. Thank you.
was just a small-time country boy when I met that dusty town. Route 66 to the westward, and I hopped an old freight town. California, here I come, by the side door Pullman and the sunburned thumb. They called us Oakley's low-down bums and the police on us now. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dust storm and the onwards, and the highway that's my goal. And the lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. New York Island, me and my guitar, and we played in many's a hobo jungle, many's a skin row bar. Standing out in the wind and the rain, that lonesome whistle is a sweet refrain when you're waiting for some old freight train that carries an empty car. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Yonder's a calling me, and the mountain leads me onwards, and the highway that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. Surprise, the dirty smell of the politician and the greed in his eyes. One big union, that's our plan, the IWW's your only man. The flames of discontent we'll fan for the cause that never dies. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road.
We're going to start with a song from the northeast of Scotland. That's where we're from, by the way, if you don't know. I think.
Long way from home.
It's called Mormon Braes.
Zai coming by stricken June one misty morning narrowly. And a lassie said lament for a true love no return. And fare you well, ye Mormon braes, for oft times I've been cheery. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, there I lost my dearie. Oh, well, I'll put on a gooner green, it's a forsaken token, to tell the laddies roun' aboot that the bonds of love are broken. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, for aft times I've been cheery. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, there I lost my dearie. The money's a horse's snapper and fan, risen again for early. One is a lad, he's lost his love, and gotten another wrecked early. Fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, for aft times I've been cheery. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, that I lost to my dearie. So I'll gang back to Strickentoon, for I was bred and born, and I'll get me another coin, will marry me aye in the morning. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, for aftems I've been cheery. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, there I lost my dearie. By stricken tune one misty morning early, and a lassie settlement for a true love no returning. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, for half times I've been cheery. Fare you well, ye Mormon braes, there I lost my dearie. Indeed, thank you. That was indeed Mormon Braes. That was.
Play some tunes. This is a tune from Ireland called The Broken Pledge. And then we're going to do two jigs. A jig from, it was written by a friend of ours back in Aberdonia. And then we're going to do another Irish jig called Hamilton's to finish off. Thank you.
a song called The Twa Corbies. Sung 11 years ago. Don't ask how long. Far too long.
I was walking over my lane. I spied two corbies, they were mocking me. And Dean and Taylor, ever to say, oh, far will we gang, will we dine today, oh. Far will we gang, will we dine today. It's in the hands, you know, fell dyke. I walk their lies, oh, and you slain knight. And nobody cares that he lies there, oh, but his hawk is hound and his lady fair, oh. His hawk is hound and his lady fair. His hawk is tame, the hunting game. His hound to bring all the wild fowl hame. His lady's teen another mate, oh, so we can make our dinner sweet, oh, so we can make our dinner sweet. You'll sit on his white husband, and I'll beg it his bonny blue bean. And we in Loco's golden hair, oh, will thack our nest, I finit grows bare, oh. Will thack our nest, I finit grows bare. There's money's a name for him, Max Men, but nobody cares all for he has gained. For his bare bones as they lie bare, oh, the wind will blow high forever mare, oh. The wind will blow high forever mare.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That was two old Highland reels. The first one was called, the Gaelic translation is Willie's All Trues. I don't know who Willie was, and I don't know what was so spectacular about his trousers that they wrote a tune about, but that's the sort of thing that they do in Scotland. So.
Now we'll sing one of Scotland's happy songs.
The one?
The one and only. It's called Bonnie Glen Logie.
There were 24 nobles fasted at the king's heart, and Bonnie Glen Logie was the floor of them all. There were 99 nobles right through Bangry Fair. Oh, Bonnie Glen Logie was the floor of them there. There were 6 and 6 maidens sat at the king's heart. Bonnie Gino befell me was the floor of them all. Then come Jeannie Corbin, she come tripping down the stair. She's chosen Glen Logie for the mother to us there. Oh, Glen Logie, Glen Logie, can you prove so kind? My love is laid upon you, I've told you my mind. He's turning round lightly as the gardens dissolve. Saying, I'm sorry, Jeannie Corbin, I'm promised a while. So she's cut to her maidens for to mark her a bed. We ribbon sign and napkins to tie up her heat. And it's up and spake a feather, a white man was he. Ach, oh, what you said on Fendrum, he's more good than he. Oh, hide your tongue, feather, for this wannabe. Can I get Nigel and Logie, for him will I take. Her fellows in chaplain, a man of great skill. He's a rate of red letter, oh, indicting him we'll. Send a pox on your Logie, do sincere so. There's a lady's lovely on you, must she die in her wall? And the pox on your Logie, yes, since it is time. A lady's love's laid on you, must she die in her prime? Now, Finn Logie's got no letter, him being amongst men. It's up and spake, Glen Logie, what does yon woman mean? Harry looked at the letter, well, I like black it he. Oh, but Harry read out it, well, a tear blent his he. He saddle me the black horse, saddle me the brown. Bonnie Gino would tell me, well, the deeds are I win. But the horse is more the saddle, the lead on the green. I, Bonnie Glen Logie, was 12 miles is lane. When Glen Logie come in, twas red and rosy grew she. When she came to twas him, where lies your pain, lady? Is it lie in your sight? Where lies your pain, lady? Is it lie in your heat? Oh no, no, Glen Logie, you're far fair the pert. For the pain that you speak of, oh, it lies in my heart. Turn around, Jeannie Corbin, turn around on your sight. I'll be the bridegroom, you'll be the bride. Gino Bethelme was scarce 16 years old. Bethelme, oh Bethelme, you shine where you stand. The heather bells are in you, shine our finest land.
Thank you.
Right, we're going to do a tune that Johnny wrote now, called The Buzzard. He conceived this tune while he was lying on his back in Strathdon, staring skywards.
We won't ask what he was doing prior to that.
Yeah, this is a this song, well, this tune was written about, is inspired by a buzzard, and I think like the buzzards that we get at home are a little bit different than the ones you get here. Like the sort of the ones you get here aren't particularly pretty looking things, they're sort of bald and flap about the place.
Stick their heads inside dead things.
I know this is a very graceful sort of. She wanted to give us a. This is the buzzard impersonation for the evening.
But, well, not the one that sticks its. No. It's something more like, it's more the sentiments of the tune. Well, anyway, you'll catch on.
Thank you.
song called, wait for it, Bedlam Boys. Bedlam is a mental institution just south of London, lots and hundreds of millions of years ago. And over the years it's grown and grown and grown. Now they call it London.
Travelled more than girls and dirty toes just to save his shoes from gravel. Yes, well, I sing Bonnie Boys, a Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They wouldn't have drinking no money. I went to Pluto's kitchen, but to break me fast one morning, and there I got souls piping hot that on the spit to a turning. Yes, well, I sing Bonnie Boys, a Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They want no drinking, no money. The staff is murder giants, whom I pack a long knife carries to cut mince pies from children's thighs, which they feed the fairies. Yes, well, I sing Bonnie Boys, a Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They want no drink and no money. Just then a spirit, hot as lightning, did on the journey guide me. The sun did shake, the pale moon quaked, when as she did espy me. Yes, well, I sing Bonnie Boys, a Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They want no drinking or money. The gypsy slut and the doxy is gonna take me my town from me. I'll dance all night to where stars fight, the fray it shall become me. Yes, well, I sing Bonnie Boys, a Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They want no drinking or money. To see Mad Tom of Bedlam, well, 10,000 miles I've travelled. Maudlin goes and dirty toes to save his shoes from gravel. Yet well, I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live in the air. They want no drink, no money.
Thank you very much. Are there any lovers in the audience? Anyone in love? That's terrible. They're in love in Denver. And Albuquerque,
they were all in love.
They were all in love in Albuquerque. They all jumped out and waved their arms about and everything.
This is a wee love song. They didn't get it here then.
Woolworths.
Hey, you doing, love? I'll treat you decent. I'll fill your can. Lay you down, love. I'll treat you decent. For surely I'm an honest man, as I get here today, December evening. By the water and a pleasant sound, as I was walking, I could hear people talking, saying, surely he is an honest man. I'll treat you decent. Lay you down, love. I'll fill your can. Lay you down, love. I'll treat you decent. For surely I'm an honest man. I had traveled far, fae and varie, doon as far as Edinburgh toon. I man go, I'll travel farther when I return. I'll lay you down. Lay you down, love. I'll treat you decent. Lay you down, love. I'll fill your can. Lay you down, love. I'll treat you decent. For surely I'm an honest man. I must go, and I must leave you, but I'll return. I'll tuck your hand, then home, home. I'll roam from you, love, no more to walk on foreign sand. Lay you down, love. I'll treat you decent. Lay you down, love. I'll fill your can. way you do, love. I'll treat you decent, for surely I'm an honest man. I surely I'm an honest man.
Happy little song. I'm going to carry on with another song. Now, this is another song from Aberdeenshire, a song about farming life. Any minute now. It's a light-hearted look at what was a very hard profession, I'm sure. And it's called The Barnyards of Delgaty.
Lord, it was a serdent.
Oh, as I come in by Tara Market, I Tara Market for the fee, I net in with a farmer cheer for the barren yards of Delgaty, singing Lintonaddy, Turinaddy, Lintonaddy, Turinay, all Linton, Lauren, 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 the barren yards of Delgaty. He promised me of the best pair ever I set my een upon. Oh, then I got to the barren yards. There was nothing there but skin and bone, singing Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Linton, Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren.
It's the barren yards of Delgaty. Well, the old black horse sat on his rump, and the old fight merely on her wife. For all that I could hop and crack, they wouldn't arise at yoke in time, singing Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
Islands and Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren,
is the barren yards of Delgaty. Let's she marks my bros, and bits with her I can agree. Oh, first I cannot, and sign a mot, and I another jilvabry, singing Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
Islands and Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren,
is the barren yards of Delgaty. When I Sunday morning's a bonny lassie I see, sitting by your feather side, she's winking out the pews at me. All Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Linton, Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren,
it's the barren yards of Delgaty. I can fecht a novice line, I can sleep with an earth man's wife. I'll have you welcome to my singing Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
all Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
my Linton, Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren,
is the barren yards of Delgaty. McConnell is front to tit, spluttering fairly on the wind. Oh, fairy wheel, you barren yards, you'll never catch me here again, singing Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
Lintonaddy,
Turinaddy,
All Linton Loughran is the barnyard for delicate. As I came in by Tara Merkin for the faith. Oh, I met an wee fair material to the barren yard, so delgate, Lintonary. Oh, Lintonary. Oh, Lintonloughran. It's the barren yard, so delgate, singing Lintonary. Oh, Lintonary. Oh, Lintonloughran. It's the barren yard, so delgate. That was our bees there. Thank you.
What song was Fair Can I Be Known, my God? Sorry, I'm just a bit my native tongue from it.
I'm going to carry on with a couple of tunes. I'm going to do something slow for a minute or two. This is a tune that I learnt from the playing of Alistair Fraser. It's a tune written by a guy called James Murdoch Henderson, who was writing tunes in Scotland in the last century. It's called Jane Be Real, and then we're going to do a pipe march called the Bunnell Highlanders.
That's good. That's fine. We'll both do that.
Thank you.
A man's in love, he feels no cold like man of long ago. Our hero bold to see his girl will plough through frosty snow. The moon it gently sheds its light along my weary way, till we come to that fond spot where all my pleasures lay. I knocked at my love's window sill, saying, my love, are you within? And gently she undid the latch, oh, and slyly I crept in. Her hand was soft, her breath was sweet, oh, her tongue did gently glide. I stole a kiss, so's not to miss, oh, I asked her to be me bride. Take me to your chamber, love, oh, and take me to your bed. Take me to your chamber, love, where I might lay my head. To take you to me chamber, my love, all me parents would not agree. So sit you down by yonder fire, and I'll sit down by thee. For it's many a dark and stormy night I have come to visit you. Tossed about by winter's winds, oh, and wetted by the morn. Tonight I'm sailing far away to bold California's shore. And never, ever will you see your own true love anymore. Oh, but if you're going to leave me now, whatever shall I do? I'll break every bond of love and I'll come along with you. Perhaps my parents, they'll forget all, but surely they'll forgive. For now I am resolved, my love, to come with you and live.
Thank you very much indeed. That's when I learned from the singing of Dick Gauguin, A Man's in Love. It's only afterwards we feel the pain.
That wasn't too bad. That one's lasted me since I bought it 15 years ago, so I think it was the temperature change or something coming down here.
Almost as good as Busby's bass strings, isn't it? A song called The Cruel System. I heard this one done by Pentangle quite recently, but I heard it years ago off of Black Vinyl, and they were playing up in Aberdeen quite recently.
Lived the lady by the North Sea shore, lay the bente, the bonny broom, twa daughters were the bellship all. Pa la 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 la. One was as bright as is the sun. Lay the bente, the bonny broom, so coal black grew the elder one. La 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 la. A knight came right into the lady's door. Lay the bente, the bonny broom. He travelled far to be their wooer. La 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 la. He courted one there with gloves and rings. Lay the bente, the bonny broom. But he loved the other above all things. Fa la 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 la. Oh, sister, sister, won't you walk with me? lay the band, take the bonny broom, and see the ship sail upon the sea. La 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 la. As they stood on that windy shore, lay the band, take the bonny broom, the elder sister pushed that young girl o'er. La 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 la. Sometimes she sank there, sometimes she swam. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, crying sister, reach to me your hand. La 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 la. And there she floated just like a swan. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, the salt sea carried her body on. La 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 la. Walking by the North Sea strand, lay the band, take the bonny broom, they saw the maiden float to land. La 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 la. They made a harp out of her breastbone. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, the sound of which would melt a heart of stone. La 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 la. They took three locks of her yellow hair. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, and with them strand the harps so rare. La 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 la. They took it up into her father's halls. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, to play the harp before them all. La 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 la. Place the harp upon a stone. Play the band, take the bonny broom, and it began to play alone. La 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 la. The first string it played a doleful sound. Play the band, take the bonny broom, the youngest sister, oh she is drowned. La 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 la. The second string that those minstrels tried. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, then terror seized the black-haired bride. La 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 la. The third string it played beneath her bow. Lay the band, take the bonny broom, and surely now her tears will flow. Fa la 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 la.
I'm going to play some tunes now. This is a set of tunes written by Scott Skinner, who came from a place called Bankery, just outside Aberdeen. and he was a fiddle player. They used to call him the Straspey King. Apparently he was quite a performer, and he used to do things like jump through fiery hoops whilst...
Bring on the fiery hoops.
Well, we're not going to do that this evening.
Boring.
Yeah, we'll play three reels, and Miss Shepherd, Sandy Grant, and The Hurricane.
Finish up now, unfortunately. Gotta go. Time flies.
Get some new strings. I've got to get a new finger. They don't have fingers at McCabe's, do they?
Well, they are known for finger picking.
Pick me a good one then. Yeah. We shouldn't be making any jokes. Somebody here is much better than that.
Sorry, it's been great here today. We've had a great day wandering around this place. thanks a lot to everybody who's been involved in getting the show on for us today. I've had a great time just wandering about looking at all these amazing instruments all over the place. Yeah. Playing as many as we can, but I'd like to spend a month here, I think.
And thanks for all the pals that we've made over the past 2 or 3 weeks that have come along to see us tonight as well. There's a few familiar faces here. Thanks for coming. Cheers.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for having us. It's nice to be had. Here's a song that's called The Pills of White Mercury. It might seem very familiar to the streets of Laredo, but this is The Pills of White Mercury.
Oh, as I was a-walking by the banks of the Yugi, come, my dear friends, in this story I'll relate. I spied a dear comrade all dressed in white flannel, dressed in white flannel, and cruel was his fate. Well, the mercury was beating, the limestone was reeking, his tongue all in flames hung over his chin, a hole in his bosom, his teeth were closing. Bad luck to the girl if I gave him that glam. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime. My parents, they warned me, and oftentimes they chided, with those young flash girls do not sport and play. I never listened, no, and never heeded, I just carried on in my own wicked way. Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
And it's down on the corner, two flash girls are talking, and one to the other did whisper and say, there goes a young man who once was so jolly, and now for his sins his poor body must pay.
And had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
Doctor, dear doctor, for your departure, take all these bottles of mercury away. Send for the minister to say a prayer over me, so they can lay my poor body in the clay.
Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my prime.
Get you 6 fellows to carry my coffin, 6 pretty fair maids to bear up my pall. Give each of them their bunch of red roses, when they pass by me they'll not know the smell.
Had she but told me, oh, when she dishonored me, had she but told me of it in time, I might have been cured by those pills of white mercury. Now I am a young man cut down in my
crime. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good night. Cheers.
Thanks.
Too kind. Thanks very much. I think we're going to give you a good ginging, ganging tune.
He must have been a Boy Scout at some time.
It's a tune called Linden Rise. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We're going to do one more. We're going to finish up with a song called The Gaddy. Please sing along. We know some of you know this one.
Oh, can I war of the gaddy runs, for the gaddy runs, for the gaddy runs. Can I war of the gaddy runs, the back of anarchy. Oh, I never had but twar a glance, twar a glance, twar a glance. Never had but twar a glance, the daily court in me. Oh, can I war of the gaddy runs, for the gaddy runs. Can I war of the gaddy runs, the back of anarchy. And in was killed at the Lower and Fair, at the Lower and Fair, at the Lower and Fair. He was killed at the Lower and Fair, till there was the runt in the dean. Oh, gin I war with the gaddy runs, the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back of Bergie. And the crowded in, say thick on them, thick on them, say thick on them. Crowded in, say thick on them, they couldn't affect nor flame. Oh, gin I war with the gaddy runs, the gaddy runs, or the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back of Benahee. And he gave to me all the hon and fine, the hon and fine, I the hon and fine. He gave to me all the hon and fine, me morning dress to be. Oh, gin I war with the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back of Benahee. And I gave to him all the linen fine, the linen fine, and the linen fine. I gave to him all the linen fine, his winding sheets to be. Oh, gin I war with the gaddy runs, the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back of Benahee. Amen. The gaddy runs with the bonny broom, aye, the yellow ones. Gin I war how the gaddy runs, the back of anarchy. Oh, gin I war with the gaddy. Gin I war with the gaddy at the back of anarchy. Aye, gin I war with the gaddy. Gin I war with the gaddy at the back of anarchy.
Okay, it's your turn. Let's hear you sing. One, two, three, four. Naiva.
No.
On the trois, quatre. All together.
Oh, gin I war with the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back.
Once more.
Aye, gin I war with the gaddy runs, the gaddy runs, with the gaddy runs. Gin I war with the gaddy runs, the back of Benahee.
Well done yourselves. Brilliant singing.
Excellent.
Thanks, Eric. Thank
That was the Old Blind Dogs, recorded live at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica.
On November 11th of 1994.